Hello, this is Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Welcome to edition number 2005, recorded on Thursday, the 12th of April, 2018. I am Ian Robertson, and I'm joined by
Paddy Watkins.
We have the usual batch of news items about the city for you today, some letters to the evening news, and a couple of features. On this first part, we feature the Sainsbury Centre at the University of East Anglia on the occasion of its 40th anniversary. Then, at the end of this week's Chatterbox, you can stay listening to this month's Norfolk magazine. We'll remind you about this again at the close of our recording.
We'll kick off with some news items. We hear that the Northern Distributor Road, with its new name, is to be fully opened on Monday. Then we have the announcement of new deputy lieutenants for the county and up-to-date proposals for a revamp not only of Anglia Square, but also of the Beauthorpe Road Community Hospital. However, if this is not too serious for you, we'll start with the confirmation of candidates for the City Council elections. The candidates standing in Norwich City Council's elections next month have been confirmed, with the UK Independence Party not fielding any contenders at all. Norwich will go to the polls on Thursday, May the 3rd, with 13 of 39 seats, a third of the council, up for election. The Conservatives, Greens, Labour and the Liberal Democrats have a full slate of candidates for all 13 divisions, but UKIP are fielding no candidates. However, Eric Masters, former chairman of the UKIP Norwich South constituency, is on the ballot paper. He has switched to the Conservatives and is standing in Lakenham. Six serving Norwich City councillors are not seeking re-election. Among those bidding goodbye to City Hall is Labour's Bert Bremner, whose first stint as a county councillor was from 1978 to 1983. Green Sandra Boglin, who currently represents Wensum Ward, is standing in Mancroft this time around. Liberal Democrat leader James Wright is looking to retain his Eton seat, while two members of Labour's cabinet, Mike Stonard, Cabinet Minister, Member for Sustainable and Inclusive Growth, and Matthew Parker, Cabinet Member for Health and Wellbeing, aim to hold on to Catton Grove and Sewell, respectively. Norwich City Council is currently under the control of Labour. They have 26 seats, the Green Party 10, and the Liberal Democrats 3.
The final section of Broadland Northway, previously known as the Norwich Northern Distributor Road, will open on April the 16th in the evening. Two sections of the 12.5-mile road open before Christmas. These were from the A1067 Fakenham Road to the A140 and from the A140 to the A1151 Wroxham Road. But the final section between the A1151 and the A47 at Postwick has yet to open. Council bosses had hoped it would be open by Easter, but the snowy weather in March put paid to that. Martin Wilby, chairman of Norfolk County Council's Environment, Development and Transport Committee, said at a ribbon-cutting ceremony on the road, "I am delighted to tell you the actual opening will be on April the 16th. This is a road to a brighter, better future." Broadland MP Keith Simpson said the goal now was to get the dual carriageway joined up to the A47 to the west of the city, the so-called Western Link. That was ruled out of the original design stage for the road because of the cost of mitigating the impact of the route on environmentally sensitive areas of the Wensum Valley. But the link is a priority for Norfolk County Council, and a £160 million viaduct has been mooted as a way to carry the road over the valley. Mr. Simpson said he will be pushing to help make that link a reality. Council bosses recently announced that the road, which has the number the A1270, will be given the name Broadland Northway. The £178.5 million budget has been exceeded, with councillors agreeing to increase the budget, with the total bill estimated at £205 million in November.
Norfolk has 8 new deputy lieutenants after their appointments were approved by the Queen. The 8 will be available to represent the Lord Lieutenant, Richard Jewson, the Queen's representative in Norfolk, at important events. The appointments, which bring the total number of deputy lieutenants in Norfolk to 42, are Paris Back, a mentor volunteer for Norfolk and Norwich Families House, who founded the Friends of Families House, now merged with Brake. Alexandra Bartram has worked for the Norfolk Boat Sail Training charity for 21 years. Thomas Courthold runs Barningham Estates near Norwich and has been a magistrate on the Norwich bench since 2016. Major General Sir William Cubitt, KCVO, CBE, runs the family farming business in Honing near North Walsham. David Goddard runs the family business of George Goddard Limited in King's Lynn. He has served as a committee member of the local branch of Cancer Research Campaign, the King's Lynn Charity Trustees, and the North End Trust Trews Yard. Caroline Jarrold, Community Affairs Advisor to Jarrold and Sons Limited and Secretary to and Trustee of the John Jarrold Trust. Mary Rudd, currently a lay canon at Norwich Cathedral and Chairman of the Trustees for the Thursford Collection. And Professor Andy Wood, OBE, the Chief Executive of Adnams, who was also the non-executive chairman for New Anglia Local Enterprise Partnership and a non-executive chairman of the charity NORCAS.
The proposed revamp of Anglia Square has sparked support and opposition as people in Norwich play their part in the planning process. After 2 years of consultation and exhibitions, a formal planning application for the site was finally submitted to Norwich City Council last month. And people have been keen to have their say over the development, with letters of objection and support lodged with planners at City Hall. The plans put together by house builder Western Homes in conjunction with landowner Columbia Threadneedle includes a minimum of 120 affordable homes. There would also be about 40 retail units, a major food store, roof-level bar and restaurant, and a 200-bed hotel, a 600-space multi-story car park, a ground-floor cinema, and a £2.5 million new base for Surrey Chapel, whose current building would be demolished. But it is the 25-storey tower block, described by the developers as a marker building, which has emerged as a major talking point with fans as well as critics. Paul Stevens, who wrote in support of the proposal, said, "The area is in desperate need of development, and I feel that the application would dramatically improve the area. I also like the 25-storey tower. I think it looks amazing and will become a Norwich landmark." Mike Parker, who also tabled his support, said, "I think the 25-storey tower is fantastic, a real focal point in the city skyline." But Michael Rayner from the Norfolk branch of the Campaign to Protect Rural England disagreed. He has written to object, saying the tower block would have an unacceptably negative effect on the city's skyline.
Ambitious plans for a multi-million pound replacement hospital in Norwich have been lodged, but bats will need to be found a new home before demolition work can begin. Health bosses are looking to spend about £9 million on a major revamp of the Norwich Community Hospital site off Beauthorpe Road and have submitted proposals to Norwich City Council. It would see the current hospital knocked down with a replacement five-storey hospital built, along with new care units, a care home and accommodation for workers. But the discovery of bats in one of the existing buildings means that, if planning permission is secured, a new home for the mammals would have to be provided before the demolition could begin. During surveys, bats, including common and soprano pipistrelles and brown long-eared bats, were detected in the area, with the loft of one of the buildings on the site being used by the creatures. That has meant the Trust has also had to apply to build a bat roost above a bin store to provide a new home for the animals before demolition can take place.